Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now, live streaming, television, and radio, wherever you're coming from. Welcome into our Sunday morning worship service. And if you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net for the entire program. I want you to know that coming up here in just a short time from now, March the 16th, we're going to have a fundraiser, and that's going to be at the Barron County High School Innovation Zone, and that's right to the back of the football field, Barron County football field. And come out and be with us. All the proceeds will go to Kenya. We're going to have a chili supper and an auction. We've got several items that will be auctioned off, live auction, and we will have chili and sandwiches and soups and desserts and yeah, all that good stuff. So come on out and be with us. We'd love to have you. That's on Saturday, March the 16th from 3:30 to 6:30, Barron County Innovation Zone, Glasgow, Kentucky, located on Trojan Trail. Come out and be with us. All right, in the Word of God, I've got two places in St. Luke's Gospel. I'm going to read some in Luke chapter 16. Then I want to back up to Luke chapter number 12 and say some read some things there out of the Word of God. And the title of the message today is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be Missing the Gold Mine and Getting Stuck with the Shaft. Missing the Gold Mine and Getting Stuck with the Shaft. Luke chapter number 16, verse 19 says, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple in fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have the five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Luke chapter 12, starting in verse number 27, the word says, Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, neither be ye yet doubtful mind. of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your goings be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, that may be opened unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he that shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, he would not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when ye think not. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you. And thank you for being such a good God, asking you, Lord, to anoint us today. Without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I know that all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. I thank you, Lord, for the joy that comes from heaven, for your word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Asking you, Father, Lord, to bless and to move. Asking you, Father, right now, Lord, God, to hear from heaven and touch, Lord, every person that's here and everyone that's going to be watching by television, listening by radio, and joining us, Lord, by live streaming from anywhere and everywhere all around the world. We thank you, Lord, for our ministry and what you're doing and the blessings, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all the Bibles being distributed today in Kenya, because of those that sent money in to help buy Bibles. I thank you, Father, for the well that's being dug. Father, Lord, this week, Lord, and it's almost completed. Father, for the people that don't have drinking water, because of the contributions and the things that people that watches our TV program and the ones in our church that have labored and toiled and sacrificed to be able to get funds to be able to make this possible. We thank you, Lord, for the pictures that we've received, Lord, a Father, of the Bible distribution. And I thank you, Father, for the pictures, Lord, of each stage of the well being dug. And Father, we know as it's going to the last stage now, Father, of the digging, I know, God, that water is going to be struck soon, and the people, Lord, are going to receive. Father, I thank you, Lord, for that, and I thank you for the clothing that we're able to send to Africa, and all the many Bibles and all the food that we're able to send to feed the little bellies of those boys and girls that are over there. And Father, I pray for every person that's labored or gave money. I pray, God, to bless them double, Lord, for their efforts and what that they've done and what they're going to do in the future. Father, we pray today, Lord, that you would anoint me without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I know that all that is said and done would be void, and it would be in vain. I pray, Father, Lord, to preach me. Use me, Lord, till I'm all used up, and take me to that beautiful place called heaven. Lord, just on the other side of death's chilly river. Lord, I know, Father, today, God, that you're in charge of everything. And let me preach, Lord, and not be hindered by anything or anyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask these things this day. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless his holy name. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word. Once more, the title of the message is Missing the Gold Mine and Getting Stuck with the Shaft. It's amazing how that many people today are looking for something better. And because they're looking in the wrong place, and they're seeking at the wrong place, and they're looking to the wrong one, amen, they're not getting the gold mine that they thought, amen, they was going to receive, but to get stuck with the shaft. I think about this story in the Word of God, how that this man had fared sumptuously every day. He had labored and toiled, and no doubt he was a happy man, he thought. Amen. He was happy at least and getting a hold of all this money, all this property, and all these things. But there's something happened to that man he didn't realize that was going to happen to him. And sometimes we get so busy living that we don't realize that we're going to die one day. And if we're not ready to meet God, it's going to be a sad thing to have to face the judgment of God unprepared. Amen. To meet the Lord. Amen. Not sowing our seed, amen, in the right thing, but putting our faith and our trust in the things of the world. I can see this man as he put all of his faith and all of his trust in worldly things. And there's many today, they'll come to church on occasion, or they'll come a few services and they'll read the scripture along with the pastor, but they don't read through the week. And they don't pray through the week. Earnestly get a hold of God, and they keep looking for a gold mine. Amen. This man was looking for a gold mine. Amen. There's no doubt thinking, I'm going to hit the mother lode here before long. Before long, I'm going to have so much money, I'm going to be like that man that Jesus told about. Amen. That said, I'm going to tear down my barns because I've got so much stuff that's I don't have nowhere to store it. And Jesus said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then whose things shall those be that you have attained? Those things that you've labored for. Those things that you have worked so hard to get a hold of. And all the dreams that you've had of prospering. And all the things that you thought that was going to make you happy when it comes crashing down. Amen. Around you, when you realize I didn't have Jesus. This man here, he didn't realize that he didn't have the Lord. The poor man that sat outside his gate. Amen. Dogs coming, licking the sores that he had in his body. And the rich man, he didn't have no time to fool with that man. Amen. Just like some of y'all ain't got no time to come to church. You ain't got time to come to church. Good gracious. Fox News will be on tonight, and I'll get to hear about Joe Biden and all the things that he's doing. Amen. He's a crook. He's a liar. He's a thief. And I hope he gets saved. I don't need to know anything else. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Amen. Need to go to the house of the Lord. I'm just going to preach it just like it is. Amen. Brother Jimmy, I want to hear about Donald Trump. I'm not worried about Donald Trump either. Because Donald Trump's going to be like this rich man one day after a while. If he don't know Jesus, he ain't going to make it to heaven. And it don't matter what the United States does. Amen. When all of life is over, all that's going to matter. Amen. As my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. I'm living for the Lord. I put my faith and trust in Him. And I'm going to get the gold mine when I get to heaven. Amen. Don't work in labor to build up what we can here. Let our treasures be put in heaven, built up in heaven, where the thieves cannot break through and steal, where the rust cannot corrupt with the treasure that you build up in heaven. Amen. And the moths cannot eat it up. Amen. Jesus said, don't build your treasure up here upon this earth. It's going to be taken away from us. Amen. The kingdom of God is within us. Amen. Whether we realize it or not, so many people goes for a beautiful church with a beautiful steeple. Amen. And all kinds of dressed up people. Amen. But the steeple and the pretty church and the dressed up people is not going to get us into the kingdom of heaven. It's whether or not we're born again through the Spirit and the power of God. Whether or not we're living for Him. So many people today have been fooled and deceived, amen, by the deceitfulness of riches. So many people today have been lied to and fooled, amen, into thinking that alcohol is going to give you a buzz, amen, and cut the edge so that you can feel better about yourself, so you can deal with the pain that you're going through, the mental anguish, amen, to other things. Amen. The devil tells them, just seek after those things. Run to the doctor. Run to the alcohol. Run to the drugs. Amen. But I'm telling you, leave your alcohol. Leave your drugs. Amen. Come to Jesus and allow Him to build your life. And one that's happy, amen, where there's joy, where there's peace. Amen. So many people today, amen, they work on a job and everybody's talking about, my, man, did I get crashed this weekend. I got so silly that I couldn't stand up. I just got to the place and I didn't care. Yeah, and the next morning you puked your guts up, amen, hanging on to a toilet somewhere, amen, instead of holding on to the Lord, and you can't wait to go back and do it again next week. What kind of life, amen, would that be to live a life like that? Amen. Listen, you can raise your kids. You can teach them everything that's right. You can pray for them. You can love them. But it all depends on the friends they hang around with and the decisions they make. Amen. Whether or not they have a good life, amen, or a bad life. Amen. I want you to know something, folks. We don't even realize, amen, the things that's going on in the homes across the street from you and down the road. The battered wives, amen, those that's been verbally abused, those that's been physically abused, amen, the children that sees a mama, amen, that's got a different boyfriend every 2 weeks, amen, that she comes dragging in and kissing on him, amen, they see 15 or 20 men come through the house, amen, during their childhood, amen, with no dad, amen, listen to instruct them, amen, and guide them. I was telling in Sunday school this morning, amen, there's a whole lot of boys out there, amen, in men's britches today. Amen. They don't have the father. Amen. Teaching. Amen. In the home. Amen. We need. Amen. To get back to the basics of life. Put our faith and our trust in him. Amen. Whether you realize it or not, your child's got a cell phone. They've got the keys to hell. Amen. You've got the keys to the kingdom. And that's through prayer. The kingdom of God. Amen. The joy. Amen. That you've got. Now, I'm not one of these that believes you need to make your own joy. I believe your joy comes through the Lord. Amen. When the Lord gives you the joy, amen, you can laugh. You can feel good. You can be happy. Amen. Sometimes people look at me and say, Brother Jimmy, you giggling like a little boy. Amen. I'm not a little boy. I'm a man. But I'm enjoying life. Amen. Well, Brother Jimmy, what are you going through? I got a little bit of back pain. I lost my wife. Amen. I could tell you stuff to make you and your puppy dog cry. What I've been going through. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. If I was a rooster, I'd crow. If I was a hen, I'd cackle. Amen. Because of the joy that I've got that comes from the Lord. This man was looking for a gold mine. He was looking for something. Amen. That was fulfilling. And all he got was a shaft. You know what the shaft is? That's that long tunnel before you get to the gold mine. The long tunnel before you get to the gold. Amen. But no gold's there. All it is an old squeaky, amen, an old musty shaft. Amen. Full of spiders and moisture. Amen. And things of that nature with a bad smell. Bad attitude all the way around. Amen. Looking for the wrong thing. Amen. In the wrong place. I want you to know today, whoever I'm preaching to, if you're here or if you're watching by TV and radio and live streaming, if you're looking for joy in the things of the world, you've been deceived because it's not out there. I've been on both sides of the fence. I like this side a whole lot better. I've seen, amen, what God's done for people's lives. I've seen the joy of the Lord upon people's marriages and meet people's homes. And then I've seen them when they come in, amen, they look like, amen, their puppy dog has just died and they've been, soaked, amen, in alum or something. Their lips is all drawn up. And unhappy. Amen. You can look in their eyes and it looks like they're hollow all the way to their toenails. Amen. Empty on the inside. But a person today, amen, that's found Jesus, those eyes has got a glitter in them. Amen. Those eyes has got a sparkle in them. Amen. Listen, I can look into the face of people and tell them sometimes, amen, you're not happy in the Lord. Amen. You might not be where you ought to be with the Lord, but you're not happy in the Lord, because a person that's happy, amen, it's going to be a glow in their eyes, and the joy of the Lord is going to be upon them. They're not going to look like, amen, Bela Lugosi, amen, in one of them vampire movies. Amen. They're going to look like, amen, they've been with Jesus. Amen. And not look like, amen, that they've been with Lon Chaney. Amen. Or some of those, amen, in those horror movies. Amen. But listen, I'm thankful, amen, that God will give us something. Amen. Eye is not seen. Ear is not heard. Neither is it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him. I can't wait to get to the house of the Lord. Some said, I just can't get up. I can't get to the house of the Lord. I get up and I say, devil, shut your face. I'm going to the house of the Lord. I'm getting my fix today. Amen. I'm going to get high in the Lord. I'm going to hear from the Word. I'm going to feel the presence of God. And if I got a pain, it's going to be gone when I get out of there. If I got a depressive spirit on me, amen, the back of that's going to get snapped before that I get out of there. Brother Jimmy, what if you don't have but a handful show up? It don't matter as long as Jesus is there. Because the Word says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst. There was, what, three of us at your house not long ago? And the Lord showed up, didn't he? Or four of us, one, two, three. Yeah, three, amen. My. Aren't you glad, amen, that God is able to show up? Amen, I'm thankful and show out. She got healed. Amen, praise the Lord. The enemy's come back and tried to bring it on her a time or two. We keep praying it off, and she walks out saying, ah, oh, God's touched me again. Amen. She could have laid home this morning, amen, and sucked up some television and all that stuff with the dogs. Amen. Well, excuse me, the people. Did I say dogs? Amen. They just fan in the sheet like a bunch of dogs in heat, almost the same. Amen. Listen, on the television, amen, the evil and ungodliness. Amen. Right now, amen, America, amen, there's teenagers, amen, seeing stuff on telephones they don't need to be looking at. Oh, yeah, I got a new fad right now. People taking pictures of each other naked and sending it to each other. And some old pervert, 30 and 40 year old or 50, amen, out there getting their kicks off of it. I wish they put about half, amen, a Kentuckian jail, amen, that's perverted, amen, and leave our kids alone. Amen. Any sicko today, amen, that gets their thrills, amen, off of a teenager, amen. Listen, I'd like to turn into a doctor for a few minutes. I'm a pretty good surgeon. I'll let y'all read between the lines, amen, what needs to be done to some of them. And it wouldn't bother me, amen, to cut some things that God gave them, amen, into the future that they didn't appreciate to keep under control. Lord, help me. Amen. Listen. Amen. The devil today, amen, is raging. Amen. Doing all he can. Amen. Listen, to pervert. Amen. And make people sick. No wonder why you got so many kids going around looking like they swallowed a watermelon seed, because some 40-year-old pervert out there, amen, listen, has got something started. Amen, listen, we need, amen, to get a hold of God. Amen, the devil will try to show you there's a gold mine, amen, in doing those things, but all you're going to get is the shaft, amen, when all of life is over. God's not going to bless sin. Amen, God will save a sinner, but he's not going to bless sin. He's not going to bless unrighteousness and unholiness. Holiness. Amen. Listen, how bad, amen, do you want the Lord? Amen. Listen, if you want a gold mine, there's people that would take a donkey and go up in the mountains of California or somewhere and stay for years digging, trying to get a hold of something, just barely surviving, working every day. I'm looking for the mother lode. It looks like this thing, amen, has got signs that there's gold nearby. Sometimes it's fool's gold, and sometimes it looks like there's something leading up to something, but then all they get at the end of the day, amen, when they work their fingers to the bone, is bony fingers. And listen, if you're working today and you're laboring to get ahead, what are you laboring for? Brother Jimmy, I want a better home and a better car. Yeah, when you die, you're going to leave it. It's going to belong to somebody to fight over. Brother Jimmy, I don't think my kids will fight over it. You don't? Well, order to put that silly thought in your mind. If you got an only child, they might not fight over it because there's only one. But if you got two or more, yeah, you see what people's made of. Amen. You go to showing them a pretty shiny nickel, and I'm telling you, they'll go get you. Amen. They'll go get you real quick. Amen. The enemy today, amen, wants to steal your children. Amen. He wants to steal your teenagers. He wants to pervert your children. Amen. When I was a boy growing up, amen, I heard about the birds and the bees when I was in middle school. Now they get it in kindergarten. They don't get it from the teachers yet. They get it from them later on because of sex education. They get it from them later on, but now they're getting it in kindergarten on the school bus. I thought many years ago, my boys has grown, got kids of their own, but I was looking forward to the day that I could sit down and tell them about the birds and the bees. That didn't work. Amen. They could educate me, and I had three kids. Amen. When it come that time, I said, where'd you learn that at? Well, Daddy, I've known Dad since I was in the first grade. I said, where'd you hear it at? He said, I got it off the school bus. I said, my goodness, the bus drivers can't watch everything. Amen. They miss some of it. Amen. They got monitors on there, and they're having to watch the people that are rebellious. Amen. That's on there that has no raising to keep them from hurting each other to where they can't see where their hands are at on the back seat. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Boy, this ain't going like I thought it was going to go today. I remember back in the 70s. And some of y'all wasn't alive back then. Back in the 70s, riding a school bus. I thought it was awful. Man, back in the 70s, amen, was a Pentecostal teardown, amen, compared to what it is now. Amen, all kinds of sin going on. I remember riding pretty close to the back. Everybody, riding a school bus is like going to church. Everybody wants a back seat for some reason. Amen. So here they go. Everybody run to try to get the back seat so you can't be seen. Amen. By the bus driver. You go to church, try to get the back seat. I don't want to get too close. Amen. To the fire up there. I might get cooked. Amen. There's going to be a fire one day you better be more scared of. Amen. Than a fire coming out of the preacher. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? So they get on the back seat and they go to doing things. And I looked back behind me one time. This boy had his hand in places it ought not to be. And all at once, they said, oh, my goodness, he's trying to get a hold of her bra. She said, no, you ain't getting my bra. I don't wear one. I thought, my goodness, mama's sending girls to school, amen, with no bra on. Amen, listen, that's where the world's gone to. And that was back in the 70s. Can you imagine what it's like now? It won't be long, you hear me, and you hear me well. It won't be long in the summertime. They'll be going buck naked, amen, right here in Barron County. It's already happening in other places. Amen. And they got the nudist beaches. Amen. They've got all of this stuff. The world is sex crazed. Amen. The world is money crazed. Amen. You talk about money and people's ears perk up. You talk about come to the house of the Lord. Man, we're having a tear down on Sunday night. Well, ain't that good? Well, you talking about coming. We're going to give free money away. And you know what? You wouldn't be no parking left in the parking lot. Amen. You'd have to stand outside. Amen. If you offered money, amen, to the people to get them to come. Amen. You pass out free beer. You can fill the church up. But what have you got? Amen. When they get here, the world today is hungry and they're thirsty after something, amen, that will be fulfilling. But they're not finding it in the things of the world. Amen. They're thinking. They're being told. Amen. By friends at school. This is so funny. This is so cute. Amen. You know what happens to kids a lot of times? Their hormones. Amen. I had some of them at one time.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.